This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys, Hella Mega Tour. There's a tour happening that you can go to, believe it or not. Bands are starting to play again. The world is opening up, and fun is on the docket. We got Green Day, we got Weezer, and we got Fall Out Boy. Friday, August 27th, Oracle Park. Meet you there. And if you want some tickets for free, win them right now. We have a special text number. It's 20357. That's for contests only, all right? That's not where you text Vinny. 20357. Turn that down a little bit. I want to make sure people hear the thing. This feels really loud. I don't know. I feel like
I'm getting drowned.
It feels loud.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's perfect.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just really want to hear me talking.
I just
like the sound of my own voice. Text the keyword HELLA. Let me spell that for you. It's H-E-L-L-A. HELLA to 20357, and you could win this. Message and data rates may apply. So when you text us, if there's rates, that's on you. 20357, that's the special contest line. If you want to see the HELLA Mega Tour, text HELLA to 20357. All right. I'm done.
All right. Good luck. I plan to be at that show.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And we'll by the way,
yes, dear.
I also, I am assuming that the Bottle Rock hasn't put out the day's lineups
yet. I think it's this Monday.
Okay.
Or maybe Friday. It's right around the corner for the single day ticket lineups.
I'm planning to take my oldest to see Miley Cyrus, so I don't know what day that is yet. I don't know.
I bet it's the Stevie Nicks day, Vinny.
Oh, wouldn't that just be the luck?
It would.
Heart it. I mean,
no.
Yay! She couldn't open for Guns N' Roses. It couldn't happen that day, huh? No. Or open for Foo Fighters.
Well, look, they've got a song together. They got a perform it together. Probably going back to
that. You're probably right.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Drats!
I saw Matt Nathanson's on the bill. There's just so many, honestly. The thing is, the ones at the top of the full list, they're legible. And by the time you get all the way down to the bottom, it's just like little tiny mouse print. Can't see it at all. Matt's somewhere in the middle.
As prone as I am to total selfishness, I have seen Foo Fighters and I have seen Guns N' Roses, and my daughter hasn't seen Miley, so I guess I'll just go that route, whatever it is.
Sure.
But boy, I bet she'd
living for your kids. That's
she'd
great.
She'd do great opening for Foo Fighters, though. Great.
Sure.
So good. I bet they'd do a great song together.
I bet she's jammed with them before. She's jammed with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Girl, but either way, everyone, I will see you out on the Miley day.
Meet you there.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's not the contest line. That's the line where you can send comments. And we love to see them. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. Vinny, please read Breathe by John Nestor. It contains info about breathing, snoring, and CPAP.
Okay, breathe.
I don't want to. But you know what? She's going on a sleep test, so she'll get all the info she needs when she's there.
Yeah.
And I, of course, I'm going to watch TV that night. Like, whatever I want in the main room.
Jane is saying single day lineups for Bottle Rock coming Monday. And you were going to do an announcement and a giveaway just like you did this Monday. Writing an email to Bryn about it as we speak.
Yay! Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Woohoo. Thanks,
Jamie. Well, Bryn, don't tell me too early.
Don't worry. We won't tell you. Oh, I'll be telling you for the first time on the air.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell me early, Bryn. I don't want to know too early.
My guess is, though, it's you're going to get to see Stevie Nicks.
Lucky. God, that's such great news.
I know.
I really didn't see that coming. I mean, I honestly didn't. All right. Great news.
It's Jane.
My son has Crohn's disease, says 209, and he goes from being fine 1 minute and in the hospital to an emergency surgery the next.
Oh, boy.
He was diagnosed at age 12, where he lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks.
Oh, my God.
He's now 20 and a student at UCSB and will graduate with a double major after only being in college 3 years.
Wow.
Let's hope that is what I have in my future. Not the hospital and the 55 pounds. I mean,
right.
The
double major, 3 years. Okay. Sure. Imagine only having to pay for 3 years of college and getting degrees.
Well, guess what?
Majors.
She's going to have whatever's in her 529, and she gets to figure that out. That's not on me.
The rest is up to you, dear.
Yep. Here's what we've saved for you.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Have a good one. Pardon me. When I did my sleep study, they woke me up at 5:30 and kicked me out by 6. Miserable.
Ah. Oh. Like, we're done watching you sleep. That wasn't fun.
That is funny. I didn't know. I don't know anything about it. I just know it's this Friday.
I can't wait to hear.
I can't either. Vinny, you need to take a nap on Friday afternoon. I'll deal with whatever comes. I don't, right. You know what? Some days I show up here and I bitch about how the kid kept me up, but often the kid kept me up and I don't bitch about it because I realize, guess what? No one wants to hear about my crap.
Well, we do sometimes.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Not really.
Most people are like, ha, too bad for you.
No, I actually, when I hear you talking about yourself, I just feel bad that, you know, my life's so great, so. What a bitch. God, someone shut her up.
You really are rotten.
I know. I feel so bad for you, though. I do. I feel like, oh, man.
You know what I did?
You know, to yourself.
I made those kids. I didn't see the pandemic
coming. No one did, Ben. You couldn't know.
Neither did my wife, but boy, we're caught.
Yep.
In fact, today, I've just been... Here's an example. Today, I'm texting home. Do we have help today? Nope.
Get home.
So I'm taking the kids to the beach today. That'll be
fun. You love the beach.
I do. I also love playing my guitar or doing anything else. But Daddy daycare is in.
That's right. Slather those girls with sunscreen and turn them loose on the beach.
Anything, right. Besides... walking into a room. I walk into a room and there's my kid looks up from a screen. Hey. I'm like, get off that thing. What are you doing? It's the middle of the day. Jeez.
I'm watching stuff, Dad. Oh, it's nice out? I wouldn't know. I have all the curtains drawn.
Right. Exactly right. She finds a room to sneak off from away from the puppy, from the mom, and the sister, and stares at a screen. Hate it. Favorite Daily Show Arby's bit. Arby's. Technically, it's food.
That's a good one. Solid. He had a lot of good ones.
Jon Stewart's show is going to be on Apple TV, says 408.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have Apple TV. That'll be good.
All right.
I'm excited for it. I really am. I just, you know, I think he's great.
65% of our large office staff surveyed said they want permanent remote. Our leadership is listening.
Oh.
I agree with that. If you've worked and you've done a job and you have a career and you're lined up and you've got your family and
your life's established,
then I can see you saying, I don't want to commute.
Yeah, why would I?
Anything to not be out there for an hour and a half one way.
Agreed.
But I think college kids coming out of school are like, what are you kidding me? I don't want to be at home.
Right.
I want to be in the office. I want to, you know, and I don't even think they know yet that the most important person they meet might be their first boss.
Right.
Who guides them through some, you know,
think
troubled
of the people
waters
who've
and helps
you over your life. I mean,
yeah, teach
you know,
them
you,
all
you
kinds
met a lot
of
at
stuff.
Work, right? Absolutely, Vin.
I learned a ton of stuff from the people my first years in radio that I, beyond
invaluable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Even what not to do, you know? Just
oh, that's exactly it.
Right. So, well, I'm never treating anybody
it
like
right
that.
Right there.
That guy sucks. Can't stand him.
I didn't learn everything I needed. Of course, I'm sure no. Lewis was like, is my morning guy under the desk?
Yeah.
In a meeting?
The answer was yes.
Uh-huh. Well, look, on to, you know, and hopefully he's learned, if you're going to call a meeting, have something to tell people.
Mm. That's also great advice. Yeah. He could have learned from you, too.
Loser of 7-8 plays winner. Oh, they're talking about the NBA playoffs. Don't worry about it. You know what you need to know? The Warriors play tonight. They're on at 7. Mm. I just got the cutest birthday message from Slappy featuring my radio friends. Thanks, Sarah and Vinny.
Aww.
Love you. Awesome. Karen.
Yeah. Sarah and Vinny recorded. If it's your birthday and you're in the club, we'll send you a little message.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Happy
birthday.
In the
club.
In the club. Hey, guess who's up? Look at your Zoom real quick, Ben.
Guess oh, V.
Look who's back.
There you are.
You really are like into your computer screen there, aren't you?
Well, I'm reading my... Mike,
he's got a bit to do.
And you know, these texts, we bought our text program discount from a swap meet in Alameda. So, you know, you've got to actually watch this text, find where the second part is. They're spit all over the place. So it's not as easy as just reading what's there.
A for effort, Vinny.
Bite your tongue, Vinny. Simon Le Bon is still hot as AF. Even with his dad bod.
Hot as F.
Yeah, I don't know. But at the time of this interaction, they're talking about Sinead O'Connor. Prince reportedly had a religious epiphany and was no longer writing overtly sexual lyrics. So he was holier than thou, as they say.
Mm. Don't worry. He recovered. He got back to the good stuff. I've actually been so turned on listening to Prince.
I've never been so turned on.
John benefited from it. I was like, I got to do you right now.
V?
Lucky John.
I love Prince, but I have not been physically turned on.
Physically turned
now.
On. Just like, oh my God, this is really doing it for me. I can't wait to get home.
Oh, wait.
That's nice. John, play Prince.
Not
can you hear me?
I'm dead inside. I'm dead down here. Waste
me
time.
Too.
Down
oh,
here.
My heart is dead. Not
oh.
dead.
Oh, what happened to you, V? What happened? Tell us everything.
Yeah. What? Why is your heart dead? What are you dead?
No,
inside?
It's back. It's slowly.
Did you have a relationship when you were radioing in Boston that crushed you?
No, that's where I actually revived myself. It was before that, though.
Oh.
You know, you make poor choices in men, and you're like, I'm just gonna go numb, cause, dude, why? But I, you know, became an adult again.
Date,
you can't play the victim
you?
Forever.
Do you date?
What?
Do you date?
I haven't been because I tried in Boston and whew, and then, you know, I moved back home and there was a, you know, just a little, well, we called it a pandemic. So, you know, it was hard to date, but I'm trying.
Hold on. So the boy that broke your heart, he was from your hometown or from Boston?
See, that's the thing is there was two of them and neither of them broke my heart. They just really wrecked me. They were really volatile, unhealthy relationships.
Oh.
So I decided,
since you
I
clearly
to work
keep
on
picking
me.
Winners, you need to
And instead of taking all of that into your next relationship, with which people do, I was like, I need to distance. I need to work on me.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like she needs some bad advice, guys.
Does we got to get you on the Secret Show really soon? I feel like there's so much meat on this bone.
Uh-huh. Oh, there is. It's yeah.
Wow. And don't worry, no one listens to the Secret Show. That's why we call it Secret.
Secret. Yeah,
right.
Don't
so
worry about it.
Clearly,
well,
I was like, I'll wake up early, and you're like, no, ding dong.
Also, don't forget that when something gets talked about on the Secret Show, you can't bring it. It's not allowed. To then
you know,
be brought
there's
onto
nobody
the air.
To hold us accountable with the
yeah, we don't have
though.
The, like, the we, same rules.
No, that's look, it's the honor system then because
it's the honor
there's
system.
We otherwise none of us will tell our secrets. So you have
that's
to
true.
It's
yeah.
between us and the four listeners of the Secret Show. They're the only we're the only ones that know. And then it can't even really be referenced on the main
show.
Wow.
Field,
so what's said on the Secret Show stays on the Secret
Show. Ideally.
Right.
Sometimes
oh,
we
fan.
Talk about people's problems if they've written us because they're mm-hmm. anonymous and we'll talk
right.
about that. But if somebody on the show makes a revelation, it's really not supposed to get talked about.
I'm a fan of this.
Yeah.
It's therapy.
We'll have Michael Martin fire you if you
I'll yeah, probably you know, do that
no
on my own.
There's no shame anymore, so.
you might be in charge of that on your own, right?
Cool, right. Yeah, I'm good at that. It's fine.
Michael, you should switch over to the game soon. We've got the Epic Battle Royale. You don't want to hear your midday girl get spanked again, so. Michael Martin, see you later. Thanks for listening today.
Bye, Michael.
We'll be
bye.
Back in a moment and listen to the crushing blows.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, joined by V-Hale, who's about to take over here at the Alice. Take over the, what are we, 50,000 watts? I don't know what we are. It doesn't matter. We're
hey,
streaming,
V,
too.
Before we get into the game, and not to break your spirit before we do this.
Mm. I it's think, been broken a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that. Anyway, so the two boys you say that you went out with that broke you, that left you just a mess, and you had to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Do you see those boys anymore?
Oh, God, no.
Do you follow them on Instagram? Tell the truth. Do you follow them on Instagram?
Oh, no. No, this is... No. Absolutely not.
Each boy was bad enough that you unfollowed and you've not spoken with them since.
Yeah. The last one was like 15 years ago.
You're telling me you haven't dated in 15 years?
No. I've dated since then, but those are the two that have been like the major components, like the two big relationships. So I've dated, but it was really
so you
nothing.
Were like early 20s when this was going down?
Yeah. And the other one was high school into college.
Yeah, we need to get her on The Secret Show.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask you. Let me ask you this. Let me ask one quick question on the air, and you can just say, I don't want to answer.
Oh, I probably will.
Did you ever have a three-way with either of them?
Oh, good.
No.
Question.
Good, solid question.
What?
Oh. Mm-mm.
So that
wasn't
the thing.
Oh, is that why you thought
thing.
Maybe that wrecked it?
Well, yeah, I thought they brought some other broad home and, you know, got you guys, all three of you in bed, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm sitting here while this guy's doing some lady.
Oh, no. The first one went and did every other lady just without me, so no.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And you kept finding out, or you never found out, and then they all fell out of the closet at once?
No, I think I kind of knew, and then they also fell out of the closet. And,
Oh, my. You ever walk in on that? Actually?
You're young, though. No.
That's good. Oh, that can scar you.
Well, this is a good... I'm ready to play this game now. Woo!
But
no, I can
about
talk about
me.
It all day, because I'm not bitter about it, so it's fine.
You do seem like you're in a good place.
I'm being
place.
Serious, though.
You do seem like a... Yeah. You know, the drinking seems a little out of control, but, you know, who am I to say?
Dude, it just looks out of control. I am not
really?
An out
this
of control
just,
drinker.
This is just a show you're putting on for the people?
Sure, yeah.
I think yes. It seems perfectly appropriate. I don't have a problem with it at all. But then I have
Vinny?
A serious drinking problem.
Yeah,
so.
Coming from you, I'm not really sure that's a...
Alcoholic light. Seems
yeah.
Like, you know, no biggie. Functioning, totally functioning.
Functioning, yes, as long as I can get through my show, right?
Right. All right, guys, what is today? 5/18, 5/19. All right. Here we go. These are the children's cards from Trivial Pursuit
All right.
Family Edition.
Okay.
And listen, there's a couple really easy ones on here. Nicole, because there's delay in how fast we all get to the station, Nicole, you have to call who says it first, okay? What city is home to the Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Paris, France.
I'm going to say that was Vinny.
Well, let's see how that's going to work out.
Yeah, because Nikki can't talk on this, can she?
She can give us a talk back. Go ahead and tell us, Nick.
It's okay. I think I was last.
It was Vinny. All okay, right. we're going Vinny on this. We both yelled it out. Good job on both of you, but that was Vinny. Who's been chased for more than 50 years in a cartoon but never caught?
Bugs. Roadrunner.
Roadrunner is correct.
Nice.
Well done.
You know what first
Vinny,
crossed
if
my
you're
mind?
You're giving these to me. I'm gonna be
and
pissed.
I'm pretty no. The first thing that crossed my mind, and I'm pretty sure this guy's has to have been canceled by now, right? But I was thinking of the cat that Pepe Le Pew is always chasing.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew was canceled.
He
yeah,
he caught her.
Oh, he did. He did.
It was no. No consent.
There were some major violations.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I'm going to say she got caught.
That's what first crossed my mind. Anyway, so good. We're tied up.
All right. Now it gets hard on the child's card.
Right.
What president died 31 days after giving a 2-hour inaugural address in a rainstorm? What president died 31 days after giving a two-hour inauguration address in a rainstorm? Nothing, guys?
Well, I'm going to guess.
All right.
But I was hoping, you know.
To give this one to V?
Well, I don't know, though.
I'm going to say. FDR?
No.
I'm going to go Grover Cleveland, Bob.
It was William Henry Harrison.
All right.
This is going to be a fast one, guys, this next one. All right. What was Tarzan's girlfriend's name?
Jane.
That is a Vinny point. What animal's bite did people in southern Italy treat by dancing a tarantella?
Rattlesnake.
Nope.
Please read the question again.
Oh.
What animal's bite did people in southern Italy treat by dancing a tarantella?
Oh.
Tarantula.
That is correct.
Did you ever read it again? Just because after she did, I was like, what an idiot.
No, I thought that it's there. The answer's there. Let me just hear this again real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Vinny. Yeah.
Well, there's no way that you can win.
Do you see how
this.
I just yell stuff out, though? I get nervous.
Yeah. No, that's good. Hey, that's one way to win. You got to just go for it.
Yep. Even though there's no way that you can win, I just love this question, so I'm going to give it to you. It's a multiple choice, okay? How old was Brent Vogel, who ran a 26.2-mile marathon in 1977? Was he 4, 8, or 12?
Read that again.
How old was Brent Vogel? He ran a 26.2-mile marathon in 1977. Was he 4, 8, or 12?
I got to go 12, Bob.
8? I don't...
He was 4.
That's
I know,
wrong.
Right? Four-year-old ran a marathon.
Not run a marathon.
I agree.
That is not even a trivia question. Like,
I don't know. I mean, people must have talked about it back in the day.
I guess.
You know, 1977, the biggest news was...
That's a kid's question. Who knows in 1976?
And it's about a kid. Weird, right?
Feels like child abuse, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, yikes,
like,
kid.
Did the kid just love running so much they couldn't stop him? They're like, man, he's been around the house 94 times. This is incredible. We should put this kid in a marathon.
Don't they, like, poop out at the park after, like, 10 minutes? That's so odd.
Most of them do, you know? Some kids, though, they're wired. They're just, they're not going to stop. Well, look, Vin, you have crushed her.
It was close.
It wasn't close. There was one time when Vanessa got 2 points.
Okay, well, listen,
but there's several zeros, couple zeros. I'm just showing you the scores.
Well, you said 17 times, so I got 10 more until I start winning.
Good point.
Remember my warm-up.
You do, in fact, have 10 more before I get... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So the first guy cheated a lot, but what did the second guy do that broke you? What was that guy's deal? Was he abusive?
Oh,
what was his thing?
I don't even know if this is regular radio discussion.
All right, to be continued.
Oh, did you love him?
That's perfect.
You loved him,
all right,
didn't you?
To be continued.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
The secret show. Oh, yeah.
Take over, V. Get out of here. Here we go.
How long were you guys together?
It's all yours.
We together.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.